Welcome back to the Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. I'm listening to theme music for Doug Danger's Hollywood Report, and Doug Danger is at the Little Shrimp in Laguna Beach tonight to talk to us about what's happening in Oscarland in Hollywood. And Doug, thanks for joining us.
Always a pleasure, Phil.
So we've got big news here. And the news is, it's not big news.
I would say, as Oscar news goes, Phil, it's insignificant, but it matters.
Okay, well, the news is, the producers of this year's Academy Awards ceremony are making Oscar winners an offer they hope they won't refuse, a 45-second limit on their acceptance speeches. Gil Cates, a veteran producer of the hours-long live telecast, advised Oscar nominees of the gag order Monday at the annual nominees lunch. And Tom Hanks playfully said he doesn't know if he could stick to a prepared script. What do you think about this? What do you think about all this time limit and people actually chafing at it?
Well, Phil, I'm very proud to be able to say that not only am I a journalist, I'm a gay journalist, I'm a gay man. I came out of the closet almost 4 months ago, and ever since then it has been a real challenge to be true to myself and to fight the forces of bigotry that are everywhere. And as a gay man and as a gay journalist, I think that Tom Hanks has every right to thank the people that he wants to thank. He has every right to take as long as he wants if he is fortunate enough to win the Oscars.
So this time limit that they want to put on these actors who get up there at the Academy Awards and have these long speeches, you think is wrong?
I think it's wrong, and I'll tell you why. The time limit clock is the result, Phil, of the constant complaining of television viewers and affiliates that don't understand and really haven't accepted their own lives. And I'll tell you what I mean by that. I put in a call to Randy Nugent, who's one of the production assistants this year, and I asked him, and I said, look, at this time limit, this clock you want to put on the actors who are accepting their Oscars, their Academy Awards, isn't this really about the people at home who are just jealous that they're not actors? And he said to me, you know, frankly, I think there's a lot there. I think there's a lot of it. When you have some 100 million...
The people at home, you mean people like you and I?
Well, people like you. I mean, I'm in the business because I'm an entertainment writer, and I write about films. So I'm in the film business. You're not. You and whoever you, you know, choose to spend your time with.
And are you saying, in other words, that me and whoever I choose to spend my time, you know, my friends, whoever you're talking about, we're jealous, and so we're jealous?
Yeah, I think there's, I don't know about you, Phil, I'm saying that the average viewer to the Academy Awards is so jealous that he's not going to get an Academy Award, that he doesn't get to be in movies, and that he doesn't get to be up there reading and doing the wonderful things they do to entertain us on Academy Award night. He's so jealous that the complaints have been they're taking too long. Let's wrap it up. They want the Academy Award telecast to be shorter, Phil, so that people don't have to look at how much fun these actors are having, and they won't have to look at how bad their lives are in comparison.
Let me ask you this. The actors who are up there, and I can't think of any, but I don't know, let's just say a cat like Johnny Depp or someone, you know, who's a very good actor, but they have these jokes that they read or something. You know what I'm saying? And they said, you know.
Yeah, it's on the teleprompter.
Yeah, on the teleprompter. But they'll come out and the guy will stand there and go, I don't know, but like Johnny Depp and Jennifer Lopez or something. Well, Johnny, we're here to present the best actor award. Yeah, ha ha. I like your dress. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's a lot of fun. I think it's really funny. I think these are professional actors, so they know how to get a laugh. And
well, that's just what I'm saying. No, they don't. I mean, it's not funny. It's stupid and stiff. And
But if you look inside yourself, Phil, when you say that, and I'm sure the people out there who agree with you, if you look inside yourself, you're really jealous that you're not doing it instead of Johnny Depp.
And yet, I'm not jealous. I mean,
can you honestly look inside yourself and say, I wouldn't want to be up there given an Academy Award?
Well, I don't know. I bet you'd be fun. It would be funner. You know, it would be a lot of fun.
And you're going to say it would be funner? Funner than what?
Well, I don't know. No, I'm not jealous. I'm just saying that it looks like they could be delivering those lines in a much more natural way. They look uncomfortable, and a lot of those people look like they don't want to be there.
No, that's not the case.
Well, a lot of them look like they don't want to be there. A lot of them look, or maybe they're trying to be too cool, and they're trying to be too stiff. and their agent told him, you know, you better do this.
Phil, I think the jealousy that people feel is that they're in the movies, these movie stars, those people are stuck in their own jobs. Like, you may be jealous because you're stuck in radio and they're in movies. And
I honestly don't think I'm jealous. I'm telling you honestly, I believe it's because I just wish that they'd shut up and give some awards out. I'd love to hear from the actors that I like.
All right, who's an actor you'd like to see win?
I'd like to see Benicio del Toro win.
Would you mind if he went 2 minutes?
Well, it's a good question.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about. If he's an actor that you really like, and
well, I think I'd like to hear that guy's story. Yeah, I'd like to know more about him and hear about his... Yeah.
Okay, so that's all we're saying. The people who don't want to hear actors go on with the long speeches are jealous of the actors who get to be in movies because they are running daycare centers or they're working in building maintenance someplace or they are stay-at-home moms. They're jealous, and I think they need to put their jealousy behind them and let the actors have the time. You can't tell these people to shut up. They've got stories to tell. They went through a lot to get where they are. If you look at what Tom Hanks had to go through to make the movie Castaway, staying on that beach for the years that he did and eating fish. The Academy Awards have the most prolific writers in the industry, and when Michael Douglas and George Clooney come out to present an award, they're excited to read the prepared lines that are on the teleprompter. And you and everyone else need to sit up and pay attention. And that's what I'm...
So that's your message.
My message to your listeners tonight is to sit up, pay attention to these actors, and quit complaining about it.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is the number. We're talking to Doug Danger. Doug is with the Orange County Courier. He's an entertainment writer, and we're talking about the forthcoming Academy Awards. And the Academy Awards are going to have a clock, a time limit, so that when the people get up to make their speeches, they don't run off at the mouth. And
I wouldn't call it running off the mouth, Phil. I mean, again, you are being very bigoted against actors. And
all right, I didn't mean to say run off at the mouth. I meant to say that they're not going to go on too long. And I thought they already had a time limit.
They had a light. The actors don't like that. Now they got a 45-second clock. The actors really don't like that. And you are running the risk of not hearing our actors and what they have to say about things. Can we really risk that? I don't think so. And I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I wouldn't lie.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. John, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi, Phil.
Yes, sir.
I want to address what this caller just said, and I appreciate what he's saying. However,
hello?
I'm very happy with my life.
John, your car phone crapped out, so could you start that all over again?
Absolutely. I'm very happy with my life. I am in no way jealous of these actors. Spend 3 or 4 hours.
Hey, John, we got a car phone problem. I'm going to put you on hold until you get... Are you driving right now?
Yes, I am.
All right, maybe when you get into a better cell, so hold the line here. 1-800-449-8...
Can I address what he said?
What?
Can I address what he said?
Can you address what he didn't say anything?
Well, I wanted to address...
He didn't say... What are you going to address? Hold on for a minute. The guy said 3 words and he wants to address what he said. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Hold on for a minute. We're going to... Doug, we're going to go to another call. We're not going back to that guy just yet, okay?
Well, I wanted to make a point.
A point about what?
That he said he wasn't jealous. Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
How do you know?
Because he's in denial, and I really believe that all people who are not actors are in denial if they say they're not jealous of actors.
I got to think about that one. Here is Linda on the Phil Henry Show. Linda, go ahead.
Hi, Phil.
Yes, ma'am.
Doug. I just wanted to make a comment to Doug. Is that your name?
Yes, ma'am. Doug Danger.
I just wanted to let you know that I think you're way off base with the general public being jealous of actors and actresses.
Well, don't you want to, when you watch the Academy Awards, don't you want to be up there presenting? Hello? Hello?
Hello? Are you?
Yes, go ahead.
Are you there?
Yes, go ahead.
I do not watch the Academy Awards because I think it's absolutely ridiculous.
Well, you don't go to movies?
Not very.
All right, okay,
rare.
Thanks for your call. Get some people on here who actually see the show. Otherwise, what are we talking about? 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry with Doug Danger, talking to us from the Little Shrimp in Laguna Beach about the 45-second clock that they've laid on actors to get their speeches finished, and you think it's wrong.
Hello?
Yeah, Doug, you think the 45-second clock is wrong.
I think it's wrong. I think it's wrong because we want to hear what these actors have to say, and if we don't want to hear, we should.
Because they've got so much to teach us.
Well, they do have a lot to teach us, Phil. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and what that basically means is I can see the honesty. I'm honest, and I can see how much the actors want to teach us about their lives and the things that they get to do with the money that they have that we don't know. They know things we don't know, and we want to hear them talk about it at the Academy Awards in front of the TV.
As they're reading a teleprompter.
Well, that's only part of it. After, when they get up and win the award, then they start talking about things that we need to know about, the parties they're going to go to, and stuff like that.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Kim, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Kim?
Hello?
Yeah, is this Kim?
Hi.
Okay, here is Kim, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello?
Hi,
go ahead.
I just want to say, why is it that if somebody else has a different calling in life, that all of a sudden they're jealous because they're not...
I don't know, Kim. I don't know, but they are. And it's a good question. Why are they jealous? I think they're jealous because actors make a lot of money and get to go to restaurants and things they don't get to go to.
But that doesn't define another person's life.
Yeah, I know. It shouldn't, but it does.
But you know what?
And
I'm watching
instance,
them.
Why do you love to? You'd love to be on the Academy Awards, wouldn't you?
No.
You
I
wouldn't?
Just
reason, well,
I
sure
just
you would. You know, that question's kind of loaded, Phil, because everybody's going to say no.
No, I do presentations all the time. I don't need to be on TV to do them.
Well, this is the biggest presentation of all, the Academy Awards. And I would say, Kim, that it's the most exciting thing that a person can do. And all we want to do is just not be jealous of these actors and watch them do their thing.
It's
right,
the most—it's the most exciting thing for them to do because that's their calling in life. But that doesn't mean it's the most exciting person in everybody else's life.
It's exciting for everybody else to watch it, and it's exciting for everybody else to want to see it because everyone's jealous of actors. And
yeah, you keep saying that everybody is jealous of actors.
Well, then why do they want to shut the actors up?
Because we don't want to hear their long-winded, boring speeches. Here is Cynthia on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi. I personally attended the
Academy
Awards.
Did you just say that they're boring?
I said that the actors, when they go on and on and on and on about crap. Yeah, go ahead, Cynthia.
Okay, I'll try again. I personally was on the Academy. I attended the Academy Awards. I was in the third row. And
what?
The reason I'm.
What were you doing?
My girlfriend was associate producer of the Academy Awards one year.
What,
and
who,
the whole time. Wait, let me finish,
who
please.
Who were you sitting next to?
May I please finish?
Were you sitting next to anybody important?
Pardon me?
Were you sitting next to anybody important?
Robin Williams, Tom Cruise was behind me. But this is what the problem is. So many people. Wait a second. I need to make my point.
I wanted to know the dress you were wearing.
Let the lady talk.
I had a beautiful dress on. But let me just say one thing, because I have a bone to pick with you. I feel that celebrities are so overpaid. We idolize them.
Oh, but you were in the third row of the Academy Awards. I bet you that if they'd given you a front row ticket, you wouldn't be talking that way.
I was in the second row.
Well, if you think they're so overpaid,
why
were you there?
Listen,
why were you there?
I'm a gay man. Make a point,
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
I don't care what your... Good for you. I love
actors
gay men,
actresses
but you think
they
have nothing to do with
these
them.
These are the most important
May
people
I please
in the world.
Make my point.
Well, what were you doing at the Academy Awards? How dare
I
you be there?
I told you I attended one year because my girlfriend was able to get me in.
Oh,
and I was
doing
in the second row. But that's
you're
not
doing
why
her
I'm
favor,
calling
huh?
you. Please let me make my point.
I'm gay.
Good. I love gay men, but that's beside the point.
These
I don't care
people
if you're gay or what you do.
Well, if you think they're overpaid and they're overblown, what were you doing at the Academy Awards?
If I could please make my point.
Go ahead. Will you let the lady talk?
If I could please make my point.
Go ahead.
I'm trying to make for the last 2 minutes. Thank you. My point is, actors, celebrities, they are grossly overpaid. I have a bone to pick because teachers and policemen and firemen who put their lives on for their community cannot afford homes in the communities that they service or work in. I'm telling you, I would not want to be a celebrity for all the money in the world because they have no privacy. I go to fine restaurants. I have been at tables where there have been actors and actresses sitting at, and I don't envy them for one moment because they have no privacy.
Okay, Cynthia, how many movie stars have you slept with? How many?
I was, you want to know something? I was at a bar and Rayburn, hello.
Gene Rayburn raped you? Jesus.
She didn't say that.
I did not say he raped you, but Gene Rayburn asked me back to his apartment to make popcorn.
And when you went back and got on your hands and knees for him, make popcorn.
Excuse me.
I bet you did pop some corn.
Independent.
I bet you he popped your corn.
Okay, that's it. Because you are just... He popped your corn. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Charlotte on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Hi. My comment is to Doug is that I don't believe that people are jealous of these celebrities, but I think that people are annoyed at those acceptance speeches. And I'll give you an example. I just watched the SAG Awards last week. And
I don't know what those are.
Screen Actors Guild Awards, which is kind of similar to the Academy Awards.
SAG.
And
S-A-G, SAG.
Were so annoying. It's like, you know that they expected to win those awards, and you know if they didn't win those awards, they were going to be
pissed. See how jealous you are? It's coming out. You can say no, but I can tell you're jealous.
So anyways, they go up there, and they try to act really humble, but they're not.
Keep talking.
And it's not so much jealousy. It's just that
you just want to be one of them.
Charlotte,
I hope you get work soon. That's all I can tell you. I hope you get work soon.
Yeah, you're right. I am a struggling actor.
You are a struggling actor.
Yeah,
okay?
is it that
I can
obvious?
Only hope that when you get up on stage to get your Academy Award, you are not half as boring as you say these people are, okay? You wish you had the grace and style to be able to express yourself that, like that in an emotional moment.
No,
but
what I'm saying
perhaps someday maybe you will.
I won't give a lot.
All right, okay, shut up. Here is Fred on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Hi. First off, I think the guy just came on your talk show to tell everybody in the world he's gay. And he's
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
Which is kind of crazy, but...
What's wrong with that?
My point is that not everybody's, totally infatuated with these guys, their success.
Who's your favorite actor?
I'm from Houston, and I have a great job, get paid a lot of money, but... Never have ever said, I can't wait to run up on stage and thank 100 people that I really didn't care about anyway.
What if they asked you to do it? Would you do it?
If they asked me to do it?
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't.
Right, Fred. Yeah, you want us all to believe that when the Academy Motion Picture Arts and Sciences asked you to present an Academy Award, you'd say no.
No way. Why would I?
And you're going coon hunting that night.
Why would I have any kind of ambition to do that? I make...
Well, first of all, let's talk about
a year. Why would I want to do something like that?
Well, first of all, you could walk behind Jennifer Lopez as she walks ahead of you while you're going up there to that podium.
Why would I want Jennifer Lopez? I have a wife and two kids, and my wife is beautiful. Why would I want something like that?
Because she's got a better ass than your wife.
I doubt it. I have a great, fulfilling job. Why would I want to be jealous of some idiot?
Let me ask you, and I'm going to ask you, and I'm being very honest. Wouldn't you bend over for William Shatner to get a seat at the Academy Awards?
But see, you must see everything as a gay person because I never think gay, and evidently that must...
You know what I'm saying.
No, I wouldn't. Why would I do something so stupid?
Well,
I'm a rational human being.
Look, maybe Doug, you do that, okay?
Not everybody is infatuated like you obviously are.
Well, then how come everybody's calling in saying they want the speeches limited?
Well, you heard the one...
Years from now, whenever they're all, you read about them having killed themselves or they're out there panhandling for money on the side of the road, then are you going to say, oh, God, they're gods now? Are you going to say that? No, you're not.
All I'm saying is that we all need to get over our jealousy and bitterness and let these actors speak, okay?
Infatuated with a sports star. Why would you do that? They're just human beings that happen to luck into something that's not that great in the first place.
Well,
they get about 3 or 5 years of it, and then they're out and they're done, and they're all washed up. They're out there being on
And you love it, too, don't you? And you love it, too, don't you?
No, it's stupid,
you do. You wait for them. You wait for them to kill themselves.
It's just like being your gayness is not even real life. It's
I'm a gay man. Don't say my gayness isn't real life. I'm gay. I'm gay.
And
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
It's not real. Do you understand?
All right, well, you're a homophobe. You're a homophobe. That's your business. But I'd say get that wife with an ass like Jennifer Lopez. Otherwise, maybe you're gay.
All right, okay. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. So there's Doug. I think it's funny listening to people talking about the Academy Awards and watching them, and the speeches are going on too long. Nobody that I know is complaining about the Academy Awards going too long. The complaint comes from either affiliates that want to cram on the late news, or, you know, they want to get Letterman, or they want to get Leno, or whatever network's carrying it. Those are the only guys complaining. Viewers aren't complaining. I don't give a crap. It's fine with me. I you kind of devote your whole night to it anyway, so you're watching. And frankly, the actors that you really like to see, you want to watch them go on and on and on. Although I don't know who half these people are they're talking about, it's fine. People don't complain. They just turn it off if it gets too long. And it really depends. I mean, if it's a movie that everybody wants to, if it's a particularly interesting race for best movie. Like, for instance, this year's race for best movie is not going to be a race at all. Gladiator's got it so hands down, it's not even funny. This is going to be one of those upset years. It's not going to be one of those Saving Private Ryan versus Shakespeare in Love things. Gladiator is going to win. If it doesn't, my clothes are off at high noon in the middle of Ventura Boulevard.
Really?
Yes. Look at Taylor's looking forward to that. Hey, really? I want to see you nude. I'm nude. And everybody's going, okay, Phil, you're committed. No, I'm not committed. I don't have to do anything. I can say I'm going to take my clothes off, and then I'm not going to do it. What do you think of that? How's my diet going? Yeah, just exactly how you're going to look with no clothes on, Henry? Yeah, you can call me the P word, and maybe that's it. But, you know, you got to keep life interesting. Well, what else is going to make a run at that flick credibly? Traffic. They may surprise people. I don't know. That whole thing with Saving Private Ryan, I still don't get that, because Shakespeare in Love, I don't know one person that liked that movie. I don't know a human being other than maybe one of the kids' teachers. You know, but be that as it may, the fact of the matter remains that, what do you mean there's excitement about Russell Crowe being kidnapped possibly during the broadcast? The added excitement of Russell Crowe being kidnapped possibly during the, okay. Anyway, God, that was like really, I didn't get that at all. That poor guy is being stalked. The FBI is on him. Anyway. You know what? That was so unfunny, I'm stunned. I don't know where else to go. Did you write that? Oh. Let's put some music on, shall we? And just, Anyway, yeah, Cuba Gooding Jr. jumping around for 15 minutes. That's what I want to see. Where the hell was I anyway? Oh, yeah. So there's absolutely no mystery to that thing. People got to watch it if there's a particular tension involved, and or not, as the case may be. But if it's somebody that they like, they're going to watch the guy, even though he's thanking Harry and Joey and all these cats you never heard of in your life. And why should you? You know what? The Academy Awards started as something that was for the people. They had lunch. They gave an award. And the rest of us slobs, we weren't allowed in at all. Then somebody got the bright idea they're going to televise it. All right, so, you know, they televised it and we wanted to watch it. Why the hell should we have any say in how that show goes at all? And I think they ought to go back to lunch, the way they were doing it. Don't you? I thought it was awesome seeing those old film clips of the Academy Awards where they're eating rubber chicken or they're having some crap can lunch. And then, oh yeah, they're going up and they're getting their award. That's cool. Looked like a roast. And it was held in the middle of the day, too. And it was held like in a restaurant. It was a small affair. Now it's at, now they're building a theater for it. Well, be that as it may, I personally just don't think they should time limit those guys, because who knows? One of them may be stumbling drunk. Somebody may streak. Someone may go up with soy bomb. All that cool stuff. I love it when the old-timers get cut off. I said that last night. I'd also like to thank the people who... What the hell's going on? Thank you very much. The Academy Awards will continue with Cuba Gooding Jr. again after the... What the Christ? Get out of here! That's what they might as well say, you know? And the winner is the Irving Thalberg Lifetime Achievement Award, Bob Hope. Bob, come on up. Hey...
Well, I'll tell you, this is great, and I want to thank the everybody.
The Academy Awards will be back in just... What the hell are you doing? Just go, just lay down, Bob. Who's up for the Irving Thalberg Award? Is it like a... I don't know.
Wait a second, I'm Bob Hope for Quays. I gotta tell you, this is blowing my mind. I'm Bob Hope for Texicon.
But then when they start the music, it's so rude, you know? Doesn't it seem rude to you? Hello, I'm Gregory Peck, and the year that I did Gentleman's Agreement was wonderful. Thank you for the water. And we'll be back with more. It jumps right in on top of the poor guy. All of those old-timers, you know. So that's the only part of it that I don't like. If it's some young cat, you know, is droning on, goodbye, get out of here. What did I see? Did you see what I saw on Matt Drudge today? Julia Roberts made some crack, allegedly, about President Bush being a piece of crap. Now, see, that kind of stuff can happen at the Academy. Did you hear that? Julia Roberts allegedly said that Bush was a reptile and a real scumbag, and he wasn't her president, and a lot of other really stupid crap that you pray, you get on your knees, you pray to the God of your parents' choice, you pray to Jesus, you pray to Muhammad, you pray to Buddha, that they won't be dumb enough to say on television. Don't do it, Julia. Just don't say anything, okay? Just get the award. Wear the push-up job. You know, you're having a great year. Get out of here.
I'd also like to say that President Bush is...
Okay, thank you. We'll be back in just a moment. You remember when they were giving Richard Gere all that crap about Tibetan Buddhism and all that stuff? Yeah, Richard Gere was going to say, screw the commies in China. I don't know what the hell it was. They were really worried about it. And one year he gets up there and he wins, I don't know, the last time Richard Gere won an award, what was he doing up there? But... thank you very much, and I'd like to say that the Tibetan Buddhists are being persecuted by... Okay, we'll be right back, and up yours. We'll be back with a guy who has a gerbil and some PVC pipe shoved up... And Peter Coyote, are they going to do the same thing this year that they did last year? Are they going to do the thing where he's standing there like he's wearing the McDonald's headpiece? Can't look at that headpiece anymore without thinking McDonald's, right? Oh, when Richard Gere was presenting, he talked about Tibet. Oh, that really makes a lot of sense. What? Richard, look, we want you to present the award. Can I do a thing? No, for Christ's sake. Look, you're not even winning. Well, I want to do the thing about Tibet. You're presenting. You're not winning. Don't you get it? I just... And now to present the Lifetime Achievement Award, Richard Gere. You know, Tibet is really a cool place. Okay, thanks, Richard. We'll be back with somebody else to present in just a moment. Even nominated loser, get out of here. And Tibet's really cool, and I hate when it. And so, anyway, Peter Coyote was off stage in what looked like a giant toilet wearing a McDonald's headpiece and trying to be comfortable. He's such a good actor, and he's got a hell of a voice. He narrates a lot of things. But everybody was sort of befuddled, except me. I dug it. I loved it. Everyone I talked to, they didn't dig the whole, and coming up, we'll have more. As the people are walking off with their award, he was standing there with the headset and doing the announcing. And he said, well, I don't get that. I don't understand why they... It looked cool to me. It looked like some kind of an Ernie Kovacs back behind the scenes thing. What the hell's wrong with that? They should put him in a helicopter. With that headpiece, you know? Wouldn't it be cool if they got it? But Peter Coyote there at the Academy Awards, okay? He's got the McDonald's headset on, and the people are getting their Academy Award or whatever the hell it is, and they're going up and they're giving their speeches, and they're going through all of they're going through all of their little thank yous to everybody that they know. Maybe Julia Roberts sent a Native American up to accept the award. And then when they're done, they go to Peter Coyote, and he goes to a commercial break, and it sounds something like this.
All right, thanks a lot, Julia, and we'll be back to the Academy Awards with another asshole. This is Peter Coyote. I'm your announcer in a helicopter. Why they took me up here, I got no idea. What am I doing up here? Down there. But I've got the headset and the helicopter, so screw you, and I hate all of you. We'll be back with Cuba Gooding Jr. looking like an ass in just a moment.
That's what they ought to do. All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Phil Henry Show here, 1-800-449-8686, in a never-ending effort to drag me kicking and screaming into the 21st century. I've just found out about Netflix.com. If you've seen Netflix.com, then you know. This is not a commercial, by the way. I talk about things that I find and that I like, and people think I'm getting paid to say these. I'm not getting a nickel. Weight Watchers. I don't get any money from Weight Watchers. I'm not even doing Weight Watchers. I stole the book and the point thing from my wife. I haven't paid Weight Watchers a nickel. This Netflix, you got to check this out. $19.95, a flat monthly rate, and you can rent as many DVD movies as you want per month. And then they send you a self-addressed an address stamped envelope, and you just mail them back. They mail them to your house. You watch the movie. You mail it back, man. And it's like $19.95 a month. Up to 3 movies at any one time. Am I right, Mike? So you can have 3 movies at any given time. And while you got the 3 movies that you want, you're ordering others, and so you send one back, and then you get the third one. So you always have your 3 movies, and they're constantly mailing them to you, so you're never without a DVD movie. And therefore, you never leave your house, and you don't have a life. That's the goal, isn't it? That's the goal, a 21st century goal. Never, ever, ever leave your home. And that's what I'm looking for. I don't... These cats are like, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Don't ever leave your pad. You sit there on your ever-widening rear end. You wait for the guy in the funny-looking baseball cap, some dude with the faint aroma of marijuana about him or nicotine, as he gets out of the van, gives you your DVD. You go in, you sit down, and then if you got Pink Dot, Jim, you're never leaving, man. You got them bringing the food, the cigarettes, the beer. You got to have, your Johnny Walker. Your movies are coming by way of Netflix. You've got that, the bedpan all set up, so you're not even moving. You're crapping right there. Everything's just great. You got a pan next to you in case you need to take a leak. How could you not love that kind of a life? How could you not just be rocking and rolling with something like that, huh? These cats are telling me, and Mike and, say, dude, you got to get Netflix, man. Because this way, you don't have to go to Blockbuster anymore. Well, actually, that is a blessing. Going to Blockbuster on a Friday night, on a Saturday night. Have you been into Blockbuster lately, man? The line's going out the door. You're standing there, you're seeing people you know, your neighbors. Hey, how you doing? Hey, real good, yeah. What do you got tonight? Oh, I don't know. Have you seen The Sixth Sense? What is that, man? It's Manhunter. Yeah, I thought this Alice, Sweet Alice is something. It's some kind of gore. My Bloody Valentine. You don't know what the hell these guys are renting. Everybody's in line. What a license to print money that Blockbuster is. And at my house, do we get the movie back in time? No, of course not. I'm getting every month I got a card. You're late. $8, $9, $11. I'm running I got a monthly charge with Blockbuster. I'm late. $12. But not with Netflix. No late charge with these guys. What if you keep it longer than a month? Huh? No, it says keep each. Oh, as long as you want. You can keep the movie as long as you want. They're charging. Well, what if I want to keep it the rest of my life? I'm paying $20 a month for that one movie. You're right. I'm a dumbass. Okay, thank you. Thank you. I just, I have to ask the obvious questions. $20 a month. Some guy says, I keep the movie as long as I want. But that Blockbuster, the one up the street from us. And now, of course, they have all the impulse buying stuff that you'd ever want. Reese's Pieces, popcorn, candy, Cokes. You take a kid with you, Jim, you're buying that whole freaking store out. Because that's the first thing. The biggest impulse buyers on earth are kids. Can we get some Reese's? Because it's right there. That's what they're counting on. And I got to be the bad guy and say no. Oh, no, except for my kid. If I took Craig with me, he'd be doing that too. So my kids and Craig, all impulse buyers. Wait, Mike, I got to see what you're telling me here. But this is the thing. Toys, magazines, the $5 bin. But, we go in there to rent a movie now, it's forget it. And but this Netflix sounds very good. Got to do that. But I got to find a life. Just sitting in my home and not going anywhere is not making it. Now, plus I don't have a DVD player. The only DVD player that I have is the kids play PlayStation 2. So I'm going to have to steal her PlayStation. As long as I have it, I might as well play a few games.
Pastor.
Yes.
What I want to know is, do you think that if you don't give that 10%...
Wait, what church you go to?
I'm a Baptist.
All right, you know what Genesis says, don't you?
Yes, sir, I
what's
do.
It, what's it say?
I know about the 10%, but what I'm
10%
asking
of what?
You is...
10%
what
of what?
You is
10% of what?
Of what you make.
That's not what the Bible says. That I will give God one-tenth of everything he gave me.
Right, absolutely.
Right, when's the last time you picked up a Bible?
Hey, last night, God helps those that help themselves also, Pastor.
Well, you know, I help
myself.
Let
me ask you something.
Why don't they tithe now? I don't say I'm taking the debt. I'm taking it off the top.
Hey, take it off the top, take it off the bottom. That's why you're renovating. You know, I'm a businessman, too. I own my own company.
You a Baptist.
About
as
is,
a Baptist man, you know more than anything how important this is. Don't be a cheap ass. Get up, cover up the money, and don't let God come looking for you. You look for God.
Hey, God knows where to find you, Pastor.
God knows where to find
you. In a minute.
I'll tell you right now.
He'll hear you in a minute.
Hey, God, look at me. I'm trying to do God's good work. I want
10%.
I don't want 10%.
That. I don't believe that.
I tell you what, you come out your church. Well, you don't have to believe me. You want
to
come in my church? You bring out that damn piece of
10%.
What? Say what?
I don't believe that you're saying that you're going to go to hell if you don't pay 10% of
you. You're going to rot in hell. You're going to burn.
Hey,
oh, Lord.
Let me ask you something.
You're going to burn. You don't come
in. David, is David in hell right now?
David is not in hell. You know he is beloved of God.
Hey, let me ask you something. Pastor, didn't he commit to adultery? Didn't he do the worst sin?
David is beloved of the Lord. But you know that God forgave David because
he did. Yes, he did.
That's
Pastor,
right.
Let me ask you something.
He is beloved of God.
Do you not think that God's going to forgive you now?
I don't think the Lord is going to forgive any man who willingly holds back on him. The Lord said, I won't give
it. I don't believe because that's not a man of God.
Don't be playing it cheap with God.
You, Pastor,
you play it cheap with God.
Don't tell people that they're not going to go to heaven if they don't dish out every bit of that money. Because let me tell you what, God tells people where to send their money, and he don't need you to tell them.
God, where's he telling people to send their money?
You understand what I'm saying?
Where's he telling them to send their money?
He thinks that you need to go down the street and spend that $100 on someone that's starving to death. Please don't go down there and throw it in a church that you don't know whose clothes it's buying.
Oh, that's a lot of claptrap. Oh, that's a whole lot of hooey. Well, son, you know that's a whole lot of hooey. You know it.
Read the Bible tonight.
Pull your head out. Pull your head out and take a look at the world, son. You know that's a bunch of hooey, and you know it. The good Lord knows that his church, I don't see no P.O. box in the Bible, by the way. What do you mean where I'm going to send it?